Satnam, everybody. Wow, this is so great to be back right after All Hallows Eve and the full moon and all kinds of exciting events that we've had recently. And today is November 3rd, 2015, as a point of 3D reference, although we're rapidly moving beyond time and space, so it's all about the consciousness, the light that we're holding. And I found the astrology really interesting today. What I've been noticing is as we move into these higher frequencies, that we're moving more and more into the fifth dimension, which we'll talk more about. And what's been interesting for me is just noticing how that's sort of showing up, places where I'm not feeling in that field of oneness, places where I'm finding healing with others to move into that field of oneness. So briefly, I define 5D or the fifth dimension of field of oneness as a field, and when we can vibrate that field of love or that frequency of oneness within ourselves, then we get to hang out there with the planet, each other, whoever we want to be with, and what we're learning to do, I think, is how to harmonize with all these individuals that have been created over, what, millions of years? I don't know, in the Piscean age, how we've all been becoming individual souls, and now we're being asked to, okay, now that you're all individual and you're all really different, now you get to move back into the field of oneness, keeping your individuality. And now the prime directive, I feel, is to learn how to harmonize. And when we can do that, hold the frequency of love and be in harmony with each other and all of our differences, that's what I see as the next challenge. The next challenge on Mother Earth, on the planet. We always have to have challenges here to keep us awake and alert, right? So let's talk about the astrology for a minute, and then we'll move more into the frequency of five dimension, and we're just going to go ahead and breathe in these angelic beings who are happy to connect with us through our heart chakras, through our fields, happy to bring us high frequency energies, and really happy that we're able to penetrate the darkness with these frequencies. So moving into that womb space, breathing into your lower chakras, breathing into your belly, allowing these angelic beings and Yogi Bhajan to just come deep into ourselves, bringing the light, the ascension, the love, so that we can truly become light beings. Yeah, I think we all need to learn to speak Sanskrit. That's why we chant, because they have more definitions and words for all these different states of being. But you get the feeling. Good, good, good. Okay, so what's happening with the astrology? Well, with the astrology, there's a lineup of the planets of Jupiter, Mars, Venus, and Earth. And this lineup has Venus exactly opposite Chiron. We know Chiron's the wounded healer, or the piece of us that gets activated that needs healing, or the piece of what needs to get healed to move into the frequency of the fifth dimension. It brings our awareness. It shows the differences. And with the lineup of the planet, with the Jupiter, the expansion, and the Mars, we're going to do this, the Venus and the Earth. It shows us, it's illustrating, okay, come on, let's get it together on the planet. Let's expand in this field, and let's move forward in this, and let's see how we can live with all the differences in harmony and peace on the planet. So we've got the Mars, Venus, and the Jupiter, and the Earth, of course, are the activation and the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine. So that is obviously our major theme as we move from the Piscean into the Aquarian age, the activation of the goddess. And the goddess energy rules, the goddess rules, the higher dimension. So it's...
But no, it's Eris. Can I, hello?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oh, so I'm so sorry. I just remembered that we had a conference. I wasn't sure. Sorry. I'll be quiet.
That's okay. Go ahead. We'll keep going. We'll talk. We'll all share in a minute.
Sure.
In a few minutes. Okay, great. Welcome. Glad you're here. Good. Okay, so let's just breathe into that. All right. So, the Jupiter's really taking us, like, how much do we need to expand our hearts so that we can be in these other dimensions? And what I love about is, I love that the higher dimensions, what I was saying a minute ago, starting with the fourth dimension, are ruled by the goddess energy. So we talk about the different planets being ruled by, like, Aries and Venus and Earth. So we know that Taurus is ruled by Venus. So we talk about the different planets and their rulers. And so I like the idea that the dimensions have rulers also, and that the higher dimensions, the goddess is now the one that's in charge. So as we move into these higher dimensions, the goddess energy, the divine feminine, is what's in charge of how things are going to be. So I love that. So we're moving away from the patriarchy, and we're moving into the rulership or the leadership or the co-creationship. I'm not exactly sure what words we really want to use. The goddess energy, the divine feminine, is now the one that's taking the lead. So this is a rebirthing process where we're rebirthing from our own womb, from a goddess womb, into these dimensions where this frequency is now what's sustaining life on Earth, because we know that life is sustained by love. Without love, life doesn't exist. Life gets destroyed. Obviously, that's what we're here to release, here to correct, here to work with, here to anchor in the frequencies of the love of the mother, the love of the earth, the love of the goddess is what holds and sustains life. So we're holding that right now. And the planets are holding that configuration. They're holding that frequency for us so we can harmonize with the frequency that the planets, this lineup of planets, are holding for us right now. So that's what's going on astrologically. And as we move into this, we have Sun trine Neptune. So a trine is a harmonious aspect. So the Sun, obviously, is the light that comes in, and the Neptune's the dreamer. And historically, in ancient days, the dream was held by the storytellers, by the shamans, by the visionaries. And so we can just imagine that people sitting around the fire and singing the stories and telling the stories, and it was the myths, the mythology, that held the frequency of the goddess of these higher dimensions of life, what life sprang from, what the lineage was, what it came from. So that as a tribe, as a unity consciousness, people could feel the container of the mythology that held life in place. And that's the piece that we've really lost in this Piscean age. We've lost the container that holds life in place. So when we move into these higher dimensions, we're moving into the mythology of the goddess once again. And I think it can be really beautiful to, we can vision right now together, and we've talked about it before, but we'll vision that getting together, you know, together right now, but together and telling our stories as from the goddess perspective, and literally rewriting or re-scripting how life looks from the perspective of the goddess, because each dimension has its own set of rules. So we have the scientific understanding, which is physical science, which really is, does a really good job at understanding the first three dimensions, taking things apart and putting them back together and what happens with this and what happens with that. But then when you move into the higher dimensions and you move into the quantum dimensions, all the laws change, but it doesn't affect the law. Each dimension is held together by its own laws. So now you have, you don't have the, you have the spiritual science. So we're moving into activating the spiritual science of the higher dimensions. So that's the activation that the planets are illustrating for us and beaming that frequency for us and holding us. So as we receive the energy of the planets and these certain configurations, then it's affecting our cellular memory and waking us up to, oh yeah, what is this bigger mythology that we're moving into, that we're integrating as we move through this time? So we're looking at this. We're looking at this Venus and Mars conjunction we have right now, which is not going to come together again until October 5th of 2017. So we've got basically 2 years before we get the same infusion of rewriting the mythology, of holding this divine feminine consciousness, this activation. So, you know, it might be a good time for you to, you know, maybe like write a little story from your mythology. What does the world look like based on your point of view, your goddess point of view? And have, and imagine that that story that you're singing around a campfire to your tribe, and in your groups, or if we get together, or when we do, sing us your story or tell us your story. So that's the kind of energies that we're dealing with right now. So let's go ahead and take a breath and just feel that power in your womb and feel the power of how you would tell the story from the goddess point of view, the story of life, the stories of what you've been through. And maybe you want to even write your, rewrite your story, like look at some things that have happened to you and rewrite it how, from your point of view, what would be the way that you would interpret that or you would have liked to seeing things happen. So you ground into, with that alignment with the earth, you walk on the earth in your own goddess mythology, in our own higher dimension storytelling mythology. And fifth dimension is a realm of light, and all the dimensions are light, but the fifth dimension is a realm of light where it's resonant. It centers in the heart, in the human heart. It centers, so this is a resonance with the human heart, this dimension. And it, what it does is it creates harmony with Earth, with the creatures on Earth, and the plants on Earth. So it's our heart chakras that when we emanate this harmony that holds this frequency on the Earth for the plants, animals, and the people to live in harmony together, in peace on the planet. And this frequency can also be called samadhi, or ascension, or liberation, whatever you want to call it, enlightenment, all those words. So that's all the fifth dimensional heart, human heart chakra centered. This is where it all starts to come together, is the fifth dimension, that field of oneness. So what we're looking at is we're looking at the idea that in this spiral galaxy that we live in, that we are receiving spiral energies from the Pleiades and other star systems and from the planets that are infusing this light of the fifth dimension of biological life, the love being recreated and centered here on Earth. So we're getting like light infusions from the central galaxy and from the Pleiadian star system being sent in spiral waves into Earth, into the Milky Way galaxy, and then down into Earth. So with this planetary lineup, these planets lining up, we're getting direct access to frequencies basically from way out in space, or maybe way in inner space. So we're moving into the quantum field where we're not bound by time and space, so that's why these frequencies can reach us. So if you've gotten some things kind of knocked out of shape, or you're feeling like you have to resolve this thing or that thing, this is the time to really notice how these really intense beams of light, spirals of light, may be affecting you personally, and looking around and see how you're rewriting situations that you're a part of. Oh, good, good, good. So, we're getting smiles. I'm getting smiles from the beings. Okay, so just breathe into that, and we'll just expand the field. We're anchoring that in, anchoring that 5D in with our group right now. Thank you. Beautiful. Take a moment. Good. So think about the spiral galaxy and the spiral energy coming in from other star systems, from the Pleiades, as a communication system. So this light, the energy from the planets and the light that's coming in, is communicating to us. It's almost as if you had someone talking to you and showing you something, like it's as if we're we're in some school, Planet Earth is a school, and we have these master teachers, which we do, and now they're giving us the next lesson, and they're giving it, the lesson is coming through these light frequencies, and they're communicating through light right now. So we have to be in the upper dimensions, in our heart, in our third eye, in our subtle body, in our meditations, to receive these light codes, or these light communications, because now we're moving into communication being telepathic. So when we have our third eye open and our hearts open, we can receive these telepathic messages, these light messages. So the verbal communication that we all do, which is beautiful and wonderful and, of course, great, is really of 3D, which is wonderful. But when we can receive these telepathic light codes coming into our being, into our aura, and down into our bodies and connected with the earth, now that raises the whole frequency, the whole vibration, and makes it possible for Earth to be moving into the field of 5D and beyond with the people, with the planets on Earth. So as we start just seeding that, we're the seeders, we're just beginning this process. As we start dropping those frequencies onto the planets, then the light is caught by others. So we're receiving those telepathic messages. And right now in my third eye is really buzzing. So yours may be too. Good. Okay. Oh, something's buzzing. Am I still? Are we still on? I think we are. Okay, good. Good, good, good. Oh, looks like we're still connected. Okay. Great. So just breathe into that. Yay. Okay, so we're working with the idea that Earth, as it moves through time and space, the planet, as the planet where the position of the Earth is in relationship to the galaxy, the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which the lineup happened in 2012, that we're moving into a field of light and a lineup with the other star systems in the galaxy, and we're moving into a higher frequency called, sometimes called the photon band. So the photons are small particles of light. So these particles of light are smaller and smaller. And so they're easier for us to receive. So just feel that allow yourself to feel just bathed in light. It's very soft. And what's really interesting about receiving these higher frequency messages, these photons of light, is that it's totally voluntary. So we have to be open to receive them, and it's co-creative. So as we receive these these very gentle, soft, and invite in these communications, these messages, invite in these beings, this consciousness that's holding this light, then we get more conscious. So this is strictly like kind of a Vulcan mind meld, like, oh wow, I'm receiving that level of consciousness from the communication from these other beings, these other star systems, these ETs, the planets, whatever you want to call it. So this is when we move into the frequency and the awareness that we are living, that the universe is conscious, and that the etheric field, the subtle body, the ninth dimension, whatever you want to call it, we're in a field of consciousness. We're not just individuals isolated, struggling alone by ourselves. So as we awaken to the fact that we're living in a field of consciousness, then we can receive these messages, these communications that are sent on light, and just think about fiber optics and the internet and all these things that we have now. All these messages are traveling. All this communication is traveling on this specific light in the field that we're in. And it's our more like privilege and awareness to receive it and work with it. And the more we do, the more that expands our consciousness. But it's not always something you can talk about with everybody, because it becomes more and more subtle. And I guess, you know, there's words like samadhi, enlightenment, consciousness, but you have to really get the frequency and really feel the frequency to know it, because it becomes experiential for each person, and which is really beautiful. It becomes like an individual experience. So good, good, good. So just feel that in your toes, and feel that with the earth, and wiggle your toes, and feel the mother. And this also has to do with like the solar flares. That's just tremendous energy coming into us. They're also, the solar flares are also clearing the pathways, clearing the darkness, clearing the lower frequencies, so more of these high energy frequencies can come into us. Beautiful. So here we are on Earth, and this is the planet we can actually experience love in the physical body. So there's other consciousness in the galaxy, but a lot of it is not in body. So this is a place to actually experience that feeling of love in the body and share that experience of love with other embodied beings and physical beings, like the Earth is a physical being. And we can do that through letting the Kundalini rise up from our feet, from the mother, all the way up to our crown and back down. It's the wave of energy, the Kundalini wave. So it's that wave that carries, as we receive the messages, when we let the wave come through our bodies and go back out, now the communication that we're sharing is a wave-like communication. Now we're in relationship in a wave-like experience with consciousness on the planet and on other planets. So now we're actually giving and receiving consciousness with other beings, other frequencies, other dimensions. So that's what's going on. It's the way we give and receive is through these waves. So it's the Kundalini wave comes up through our feet and then goes out, and we inhale back in, and we can ask for other beings to let other frequencies come in, whatever makes sense to you. So this is the fifth dimension, which is the center of the dimensions, the center of the vertical axis, which is that which goes up and down from the Earth to the heavens, to the center of the Milky Way galaxy and beyond, and comes back in. Just like the hearts, our hearts are the center of our bodies. So beautiful, beautiful. So that's what we're doing right now. We are waving. We're in a communication wave with the Canadians, with the ETs, with the center of the Milky Way galaxy, and the center of the Earth. So we're going to go back to one of our favorite chants, Rama, Ra 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 Ma 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 Ma, which is the activation of the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine. So we'll go into that for a few minutes, and then we will chat some more.